Thank you for tuning in to the We the People podcast with Pennsylvania Senator Doug Mastriano. You can stay in step with the Senator on the latest state-level issues, legislation, and national concerns in his tireless efforts to protect our God-given rights and freedoms. Let's take a listen and remember, the power is the people's.
Tri-State's News Talk 103.7 FM, live and local, because it does affect your family, your faith, your finance, and your future. We cover it on First News, and this segment thanks to Sullenberger's Messenger Service. I'm Michelle Jansen, along with yours truly, Pat Ryan, and State Senator Colonel Doug Mastriano, now in studio. Doug, good morning.
Good morning.
You've had a heck of a couple of weeks watching the third term of the Obama administration with their spokesperson Joe Biden taking Afghanistan into a chaos and sacrificing the world on this decision. So that is weighing heavy on your heart and your friends in the struggle. And now you've got someone else on the home front who had come after you, the president of the Senate. And I'd be darned interested to hear the last goings-on of the last couple of days here, Doug, please.
All right. Well, I mean, where do we start? So the backstory is, I released letters to three counties on the 7th of July, much to the chagrin and resistance and anger of Jay Corman. He told me he didn't want those letters sent out, asking these counties to comply with a full forensic investigation. And I did that after several months of negotiating with him and his staff in good faith that we start this whole thing here, because he's been dragging it out. He's been dragging it out since November. You know, he wasn't at the hearings. He had nothing to do with it. I don't dig that he's out there. Well, I authorized the hearing. He didn't authorize Boogie. I mean, that was my initiative. I did coordinate with Dave Argel, since I used his committee. And of course, I spoke with Joe Scarnati, then the president of the Senate. And he was not even part of that. And so we move on.
This is the hearing that was in Gettysburg. Yes. The day before Thanksgiving. Okay, so exactly. Corman had nothing to do with that.
That started this whole process. It started Arizona and everything else that's still going on is as a result of our hearing in Gettysburg. So, okay, so, you know, he's like, Doug, wait after the hearings in the Senate. Wait for after the hearings in the House. Wait for the report to come out. Now it's like May and June. Okay, now we put together a plan. And of course, I go to Arizona. It's like, we need to do this here. And kind of dither. And then Trump does a press release on Corman. And then suddenly he realizes this is serious, that people are watching. And I have a meeting with him in the back of the Senate after session on the 16th, I believe it was, several other senators. And his statements out of his own mouth, almost verbatim, is Doug and his committee have to leave this because Doug is the only one who has any credibility out there. And he's the only one the people of Pennsylvania will believe.
Corman said that.
Corman said that to me, that I'm the guy that has to do it. And I'm the guy that's been leading the charge. You know, no one else has been out front of this whole thing here as I have been. So we move on. We have a solid plan. We're constantly briefing him and his staff, you know, on and on. Great plan. My chief of staff has a lot of federal experience since he's military as I am. We know how to conduct the operations and make plans and put together things very complex. And this is fairly complex. It's not even very complex. Now, there's a few sticking points. There's obviously members in the delegation on the Republican side that don't want to do this. You know, move on. This won't do us any good. We might lose that seat, you know, pick a place, you know, that leans moderate. You know, it's always the same old excuse for inaction. And I'm always kind of like, let's just, one of these meetings got pretty contentious, name calling on me. And finally, I had to step in and give a, you know, William Wallace kind of speech. What about your duty and your oath and all, what have you? And just do the right thing instead of dithering. Oh, my next election. I'm just really tired of this crap. And so the 31st of July comes by when the 3 weeks passes where the counties need to comply. They don't want to do it unless they have subpoenas, which is fine. So it's time for a voting session. I have to have a vote in my committee to do the subpoenas. I can't do it unilaterally. If I could have, I would have. Talk with Senator Corman's attorney. She works for him. And here's how you do the subpoenas in front of him. It has to be two parts because now he's going out and saying nonsense about how, the I's and T's, you know, weren't properly put together. We had concerns about legalities and the subpoenas. It was all nonsense. It was coordinated with his staff over and over again, out of our mouth, how to do it. That's the way I was going to do it. We had a date picked the Monday after the 31st, I guess, 2nd of August, first work day. Didn't work out with everyone's calendar. Picked the 6th of August. Worked out with people's calendar. Yeah, again, you need a quorum. You need 6 to 10 people physically being in Harrisburg, not a Zoom. And it's lined up, and then on the 4th of August, I'm about the sunshine, you know, the next day, 24-hour sunshine period, and I start getting calls from the members of my committee. So we're not voting on Friday? I'm like, yeah, of course we are. What's going on? Oh, Jake just called me and told me the meeting was off. Behind my back, without talking to the chair of the committee, he went around and did this behind my back. Instead of having the courage, as he should, he's supposed to be the leader. He's supposed to communicate with his members and not sneak around and slither around, you know, telling, oh, it's called off. And I'm like, what the heck's going on here? And I'm trying to call him. He's not answering my calls. I'm texting him. I got the chain here. I can show you. And he's like, I'm not talking to you. I'm mad at you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm like, what? Really? The president of the Senate? You can't just have the courage to say, hey, Doug, here's my concern. You know, he messed up in the first place by calling behind my back. This is like high school kind of games. I can't believe it. And so that he undercut me. And then not only that, but he's afraid I was going to press on anyway, since, you know, I went against his wishes on the 7th of July and issued the letters, that then he locked me out of the hearing room. You need the hearing room to do a vote. And so it can be telecast and what have you. One of his staffers, one of the attorneys, comes storming down to my office, all ticked off, talking to my staff, you know, what's going on here? It's like, well, we have a vote scheduled. No, you don't. We're canceling your reservation, and no one's going to be there to support you. I'm like, okay, this is great. My feelings weren't hurt. I was obviously not happy. So then I, what do you need, Jake? And it was the same old questions we'd answered before, but we refined them even more so. Refined briefing packet. And, you know, went up to his office the following Monday or Tuesday. It seems like we're chasing our tails in circles, but we had answers. We're moving ahead. Finally, okay, we're going to sunshine it and do it this coming up Friday. I think that was the 16th. I don't know.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that may have been the date we were looking at. And then, of course, there was outrage and concern. He sent his staff down. You scheduled another meeting, and, you know, we don't want to do this. And if you do this, we're going to fire your staff, and we're going to strip Mastriano of his committee chair. I mean, this is like mob tactics. This is the reason why my family left Sicily, you know, back in 100 years ago, because we didn't want to live in an environment where certain people have a little bit of power and they throw their weight around. We're like, okay, we'll work with him for another week, and we're still getting nowhere. Now it's 3 weeks since the expiration. It's now, what's the date?
Well, now you'll be on the 20th.
August.
6th original, 13th rescheduled perhaps, and now you're on to the 20th of August, which is another Friday.
And they're standing, and he's obstructing. You know, it's funny. You're using Democrat tactics, obstructing me, accusing me of obstructing. I'm the guy that's pressing ahead and trying to work with him. I've worked with the French. I've worked with the Germans. I work with the Brits. I've worked with Afghans. I've worked with people in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania in my assignment in NATO. And I worked with the Greeks. I worked with the Spaniards and all these multicultures. And I'm like, I have all this NATO experience, 4 years, you know, working in complex environments with people with egos and people with agendas. And I'm like, I'm going to get it done. And I could not do it with Jake Corman. And so finally, after 3 weeks of no subpoena, I made a decision, because there was stuff going on. Jake was maneuvering behind our backs as well, that I said, I need to let the people of Pennsylvania know what the heck is going on. So I pulled back the curtain, and now you see that the emperor has no clothes.
Now, Jake says, Doug, you're grandstanding. You're just in for TV. It's just a show here. I don't see that, and a lot of people know you and know what you're doing on the tour out to Arizona, Jansen.
Yeah, and I just want to make this point. Doug, we've been hearing it. We've been hearing about groups who've been invested in this, who've been supporting what you've been doing, and they keep saying, what's going on? Nobody's telling us anything. What's going on? You know, and so you finally said, this is ridiculous. They need to understand exactly what's going on here. So you brought that out. And then we get a temper tantrum by the president of the Senate.
Did he say I'm mad at you?
Well, that was even before that. But this
is. Text.
See, he couldn't take public criticism. I mean, I'm sorry if he's not going to work with you and you're not going to discuss the issues and be clear and be open and transparent.
As he should be.
And then you have all these people who've been waiting and saying, what? We need to understand this. We don't trust the elections. We need to understand things are okay. And nope, they're hearing nothing, and they're getting frustrated, and they're starting to develop all these ideas about what's going on. So you try to be transparent and clear and say, this is the problem. And then he throws a temper tantrum and goes ahead and pulls the, and I'm sorry, I know Harrisburg insiders who tell me this is the way it's done. They do things like you're right. He's done unprecedented stuff too. But the way they do it sneakily is, oh, cancel that reservation. Yeah. Oh, you can't have that hearing room. Oh, and those are the little sneaky manipulative ways they keep stuff from happening without being clear and transparent. And here's the issues, and here's why I don't want to do it, because they want it both ways. Corman wants to look like he cares about this, but he doesn't actually want to do it.
That's
and
right.
he's lying about his reasons for doing that. this is infuriating. And I you know, for him to do this to you is...
It's despicable.
And like I said, even the National Enquirer said with cynicism, but this is the most strong statement he's ever made about... I mean, even they, who probably love that this is happening to you, couldn't resist saying he's never made that strong of statements about doing an audit before.
He's never had my back. He's never wanted to do this. He wasn't present in Gettysburg at our hearing on the 25th of November. That began all this there. He declined a visit with the president on the 23rd of December when he was invited to join a small group of delegation that were willing to change our plans to go up there. He's always been missing in action this issue here. And it's funny he wants to claim this. You know, as far as grandstanding, what a bunch of bullcrap. So just because I want to be transparent and accountable and let people know what's going on. It started with before the fireside chats, but any opportunity I have to tell people what's going on in Harrisburg, what I'm up to, what legislative initiative, how is that grandstanding and showboating? That's a bunch of crap. Additionally, if you think about this, I've been pretty much on radio silence for 6 to 8 weeks now. You know, I've stopped my live streams and all that because, you know, anytime I'd get on there, he had his people trolling me. And they would take apart every phrase that I put out there and use it as a pretense to slow up this process. So I just stopped doing a lot of my interviews.
Well, that's what's killing me too, Doug. They're not listening to the people's cries for please look at this. So we have to have rallies. We have to have that pressure because they're otherwise they're just totally ignoring you. And the people are just getting so sick of, you know, I'm here and we come out in the hundreds. We come out in even a thousand and we're telling you, please do this. But then that rally gets turned around on you to say you're grandstanding.
You know, additionally, to have his people scrutinize, you know, who I'm doing rallies. We don't want you with the audit folks, ladies. We don't want you having, you know, a meeting in such and such a place. It's like, that's none of your business. I am elected by the people of Pennsylvania, and I'll speak to whom I want to speak to if it reflects our values. Our values here in this district here is do the right thing. It's overwhelmingly, it's like 90-some percent in favor of me pressing ahead and doing this right thing. And I'm hearing the voice of the people. It's ironic to me, we have a guy up there in the form of Senator Cormann who's been in office for 22 years, and his daddy's had it before him 21 years, and he's so disconnected from the people. They shut their phones off. They shut comments off on the Republican Senate page. That, by the way, I'm not sure is even legal. Because people are expressing their views and they don't like it, and so they're shutting off the comments page, that you cannot know the sentiment of the people and where this state is headed and where the people of this state want to go. It just defies reason and logic.
All right, more with State Senator Doug Mastriano on the Tri-States News Talk 103.7 FM. And by the way, as this is being presented, I'm certain that people in the Cormann camp, attention, people in the Cormann camp, the phone line is 877-709-1037, Cormann Camp. If you want to crawl out from underneath your rock and address this, by all means, let's hear from you. Or are you going to just cancel a hearing room? Are you just not going to, are you going to, you know, bring up your toys and take them home? Cormann Camp, more than welcome to call in, 877-709-1037. Doug, you ready to talk to the Cormann Camp if we bring them on the radio?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, then. With Michelle Jansen, I'm Pat Ryan. State Senator Colonel Doug Mastriano unpacked it very well between Cormann, the president of the Senate up in Harrisburg, and this dust-up now with the state senator here. We have that all will be on demand for you, Newstalk1037FM.com. You get the whole lay of the land, and you'll understand all of this. I do want to talk about Afghanistan and the latest happenings there real quickly here, Doug, if we can. And Michelle can do a last one here. But first, Afghanistan and what we're seeing right now in real time.
It's a disaster, and Biden is taking his cues from the Taliban. You know, imagine if President Trump was there. Well, this wouldn't have happened in the first place. You know, Trump had a plan of getting out of there this past spring, but he didn't execute that because the ground truth wasn't matching up. The Taliban had violated their agreement with him, so that was off the table. But Biden is just convinced to continue on with this failed approach, and it's devastating. I can't believe it's happening.
Yeah, can you explain why the CIA director was sent there to talk to the Taliban? Does that even make any sense at all?
It does not. And it legitimizes them. It strengthens them. It shows that we're groveling to them. The only way you can talk to them was with, maybe in this case, air power.
All right, last topic.
I just some of the side players in this that I'm also disappointed in. And this whole issue with Jake Cormann and Doug and trying to get this audit done that you've been diligently working on since the end of last year.
We've seen
very little of Cormann.
I want to roll this back just a second here. It is State Senator Mastriano, and this is the audit for a forensic audit that you've been championing since the day before Thanksgiving last year. You went out to Arizona. You've been working very hard to get this thing to a finish line. line, and you've got roadblocks now, significant ones, put up by the president of the Senate in Harrisburg, Jake Corman. Go ahead, Jansen.
Well, I'm just like, Kim Ward, is she just going along with this? Have you spoken to her?
And yes, Kim Ward is a state senator. Is she a representative senator? Who's that, Kim Ward? I don't know who Kim Ward is.
She's the majority chair of the Senate out in Westmoreland County, and yeah, she's aligned with Jake on this whole thing.
And I've heard
he's having the same talking points.
Nobody can get through to her, I think.
They can't get a hold of her, and they can't get a hold of Jake. I did see her commenting on our Facebook page trying to defend her assertions, and it did not fare well. And Jake is being defended on Twitter by his consultant slash lobbyist.
And
Chris, Kim Ward's right across the hallway from your office, isn't she?
No, she's upstairs.
Okay, all right.
Chris Dush. Now, that's someone else. I worked with Chris back in the day when he was a rep on the Pennsylvania's for Right to Work. I used to work with him, and I back in that time, I appreciated him and his willingness to speak out on topics others didn't want to hear about. I don't understand. He's suddenly going along with this. Is it because he's getting flattered by leadership that, you know, now he feels like he's in the in group? I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. You know,
or is Dush perhaps, is there a speck of, hey, maybe I'm working on the inside on behalf of the work that you, Rob Kaufman, and...
Nope.
He's
actually been working behind the scenes against us in this whole process. The dust up in his home county, Tioga. Tioga was included in the three counties because he insisted I do that. He asked that I do that in June. And then he allowed that this rift to happen between Tioga County and me. Of his doing, he's culpable and responsible. He should have nipped that in the bud.
Well, but he led you guys down to Austin, to Arizona, right?
Yeah, and that was obviously not true. And that was confirmed by Christina Bob publicly.
So this whole thing is now buried, and you got to wonder, did someone get to Corman? That was something I asked Michelle, and it was who, if you've got 20-some-odd years in the Senate and Dad was ahead of you, did someone get to him and say, you know, let's put the brakes on here? Where do you think it's rooted in? What?
I think it's because he cares most about maintaining his power. And so this is the problem with Harrisburg. It's a problem at the federal level. Let's not do anything. Let's not raise our heads too high because we just want to hang on to this level of power and not risk anything. So what happens? Incrementally, we keep moving in the same direction towards larger government and less control over our lives and all the dirty dealings of corporations and public-private partnerships. It all just keeps going because all the leadership cares about is maintaining their, let us keep our power and things will get done. And they never get done because they won't risk a thing.
Status quo, you know, easy she goes. Meanwhile, the people of Pennsylvania are like, just knock this crap off and do the audit.
Doug, have a good day.
Thank you.
Where are you heading now, and what is next in the Mastriano camp, State Senator? What are you doing now?
You know, Jake needs to get my staff back and stop holding him hostage and playing games with people's lives.
And how are you? That's a good question here, too. And shame on you, Corman, and your people and your handlers. When it's all said and done, you're going to have to have some answers here.
Yep.
Not just to the people of the Commonwealth, but at the end, when you look in the mirror at the end of the night and you see what you did to the Commonwealth here and the lies that happened in the elections in Philadelphia and in Pittsburgh, lies all over the place, and all we want is a forensic audit. So what about your people as he reassigns them? What are you doing to continue your work on behalf of, and how does Corman have that kind of juice to take your staff away from the very people I put you in office,
what? They can't do that at the federal level. That's actually a stinking thing we have here at the state level, that he has the power to do that.
Unprecedented in the Pennsylvania Senate, and that he does not pay their salary. The people of the state pay the salary, specifically the people of the 33rd District own my representatives, my staff in Harrisburg, my five people that work on legislation and take care of constituent issues and what have you in Harrisburg. He's treating them like they're his own servants, and they're now reassigned working for him, some directly and some indirectly in various offices, and this is unconscionable. And he's managed to tick off many allies of Corman within the Senate himself, because other senators who disagree with the whole audit thing and are opposed to me on this here, but they said this is a bridge too far. And so he's managed to create a failed strategy that's turning even some of his supporters against him.
Yeah, it's just, we didn't elect him, Doug. We're your constituents. We elected you. He should not have power to control how you can work. You know, we didn't elect Corman. I didn't elect Corman.
All right, Doug, thanks for coming in, and
good
luck with your fight. Always have an open path here. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
State Senator Mastriano.
You have been listening to the We the People podcast with Senator Doug Mastriano. You can stay in step with the senator at thepoweristhepeoples.com or by visiting his website at senatormastriano.com. Remember, let your voice be heard, because after all, the power is the people's. Until next time, be blessed.